Okay, so let's start with the interception. You just talked through the lateral and everything else. Was Kenyon screaming for it? Did you see him?
So what happened was somebody had helped pick me up, and I thought I didn't hear a whistle, so I'm just chugging along. You know, I'm pushing guys. I'm gonna keep going.
Yeah.
And then I look up, and he's right there. You know, he got his hands reached out, and I said, "He can take it. Go ahead."
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah. like I said, you know, a couple of guys were talking to me about it. You know, I told Chris James my freshman year, we were in the dorms, we were watching some highlight tapes, and a guy had pitched the ball on an interception, and I was like, you know, if I ever get a chance to do that, I'm gonna make sure I take advantage of the opportunity.
Uh-huh.
Lo and behold, it comes into fruition right now, and
yeah.
I really just wish it would have stood as a
yeah.
play.
Yeah,
that would have made it all the much sweeter.
Uh huh. But you also got, you know, you got to carry the ball twice today. I mean, this
mm-hmm.
is like, you know, the fumble recovery.
Yeah, yeah. I'm mad I wasn't able to get two touchdowns. There. I mean, I was
yeah.
looking for the alleys on the interception. I saw speed outside, and I mean, our thing is to take it to the edge, but
uh-huh.
I didn't think I could make it out there, so I tried to, you know, weave my way through, and I almost got it. So.
And I think you and Delshawn both had like double digit tackles. I think
mm-hmm.
he had 16, you had 13, something like that. Chemistry with him, how's that all coming along?
You know, communication is key, especially with, you know, this was being his first start, and
mm-hmm.
and me being a guy who's seen a lot of different things. You know, I played in that wheel spot last year, so I know
mm-hmm.
what he's looking at each and every
mm-hmm.
play. So I mean, that was the big thing, was communicating to him. You know, if he had a question, I can answer it.
Yeah.
If he needs getting put in the right spot, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the big thing with a lot of the young guys and the guys who don't have much experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just being there for whatever they need. You know, it's going to be those small things. I need somewhere to line up. I can push
yeah.
you there.
Yeah.
You know, I need a little hint on my assignment. I can push you there. I need a little hint on what this play is probably going to be up based
yeah.
on how they align. I can provide those things for a lot of guys.
And this D uses the mic as the quarterback of the
mm-hmm.
defense. The calls, you know, even when you're able to huddle up or whatever, you know,
yeah.
it's you're making the call. This is your first game doing that. Comfort level, you felt good about it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a breeze from that aspect. You know, I mean, I feel like I can communicate well with the coaches as well as with the with my teammates. So
mm-hmm.
there was no, you know, hesitation or nervousness about that at all.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Yep.
Thanks, Ray.
Yep.